Courage to Change, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. June 16th. In Al-Anon, we talk a lot about the need to let others experience the consequences of their actions. We know that most alcoholics have to hit a bottom and become uncomfortable with their own behavior before they can effectively do something about it. Those of us who love alcoholics often have to learn to get out of the way of this bottom. We learn to detach with love. Another reason for detachment with love may be equally important in building healthy, loving, respectful relationships. Many of us have interfered not only with a loved one's problems, but also with their achievements. I may have the best of intentions, but if I take over other people's responsibilities, I may rob them of the chance to accomplish something and to feel good about what they've done. Although I am trying to help, my actions may be communicating a lack of respect for my loved one's abilities. When I detach with love, I offer support by freeing those I care about to experience both their own satisfactions and disappointments. Today's reminder: I am learning the difference between help and interference. Today, I will examine the way I offer support. Detachment did not mean disinterest. I considered detachment respect for another's personhood. Al-Anon Faces Alcoholism. From the book Courage to Change. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1992.